The Prophet Muhammad placed great emphasis on education and the acquisition of knowledge among his followers. His teachings and actions underscored the importance of learning and seeking knowledge as a means to strengthen faith and improve both individual and communal life. Additionally, he encouraged Muslims to integrate Juan to their daily routines, recognizing it as a powerful tool for seeking divine assistance and blessings. The importance of knowledge in Islam. Quranic verses, Zoru al-Alaq, the first revelation to the Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of reading and knowledge. Read in the name of your Lord who created man from a clot. Read, and your Lord is the most generous, who taught by the pen, taught man that which he knew not. Zora az-Zuma, say, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Only they will remember, who are, people of understanding. Hadith. The Prophet said, seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. He also said, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. Establishment of educational institutions. Safa, the Prophet, peace be upon him, established the Safa, an educational platform within the Prophet's mosque in Medina, where the companions could study the Quran, Hadith, and other sciences. Teachers and educators. The Prophet appointed teachers to educate new Muslims and disseminate Islamic knowledge. For instance, he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen to teach people about Islam. Encouragement of literacy. Prisoners of Badr. After the Battle of Badr, the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered freedom to literate prisoners of war who could teach 10 Muslims to read and write. This initiative highlighted his commitment to literacy and education. Promotion of critical thinking. The Prophet encouraged his followers to think critically and seek understanding. He often posed questions to stimulate thought and reflection among his companions. Example, once, he asked, do you know who is the bankrupt? The companions responded with their understanding, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, elaborated to deepen their insight. Sahih Muslim, the role of dua in daily life. Connection with Allah. Dua is a means of communicating with Allah, seeking His guidance, help, and forgiveness. It reflects humility and dependence on the Creator. Encouragement in the Quran and Hadith, Zohar Ghafir, 40:60, and your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, dua is the essence of worship. Sunan Tirmidhi, daily routines of dua. Morning dua. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to say in the morning, O Allah, by your leave we have reached the morning and by your leave we have reached the evening, by your leave we live and die and unto you is our resurrection. Sunan Abu Dawud. Evening dua. In the evening, he would recite, O Allah, by your leave we have reached the evening and by your leave we have reached the morning, by your leave we live and die and unto you is our return. Before sleeping, the Prophet advised his followers to recite Ayat al-Kursi and the last two verses of Zohar al-Baqarah before sleeping. He also recommended making dua for protection and forgiveness before going to bed. Wisdom and understanding in integrating dua. Spiritual benefits. Regular dua fosters a sense of spiritual connectedness, reliance on Allah, and constant mindfulness of His presence. Emotional and psychological benefits. Making dua can bring comfort, reduce anxiety, and provide a sense of peace and reassurance. Practical wisdom. Incorporating dua into daily routines ensures that a Muslim's day is bookended by remembrance of Allah, keeping their actions and intentions aligned with Islamic teachings. Examples and wisdom from the Prophet's life. Patience and perseverance. Dua in difficult times. The Prophet, peace be upon him, consistently turned to dua during hardships, exemplifying patience and perseverance. During the Battle of Badr, he spent the night in prayer, seeking Allah's help. Sahih Muslim, wisdom. This teaches Muslims to rely on Allah in times of difficulty, reinforcing the importance of spiritual resilience. Compassion and mercy. Dua for his enemies. The Prophet, peace be upon him, made dua for the guidance of his enemies, demonstrating his compassion. He prayed, O Allah, guide my people for they do not know. Sahih Bukhari, wisdom. This shows the importance of mercy and forgiveness, even towards those who oppose or harm us. Handling conflict. Dua for unity. In times of conflict among his followers, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would make dua for unity and understanding. He prayed for reconciliation and harmony within the community. Wisdom. This underscores the importance of seeking divine help in resolving disputes and maintaining social harmony. Conclusion: The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, encouraged education and the acquisition of knowledge through his teachings, actions, and establishment of learning centers. His life exemplifies the integration of du'a in daily routines, reflecting a profound connection with Allah and reliance on divine guidance. Muslims are encouraged to revive the practice of regular supplications, understanding their spiritual, emotional, and practical benefits. By following the Prophet's, peace be upon him, example, believers can lead balanced, knowledgeable, and spiritually enriched lives.